8:45, quarter till 9. Next guest, graduate of Loyola, LSU, Loyola Law, representing Belchase, Jacob Brough, representative, an accomplished attorney. How you doing, Jacob?
Pretty good. Tommy, how you doing yourself?
I'm okay, sir. I hadn't spoken to you yet, I don't think. Is it Jake or Jacob? What do people call you?
Jacob. Go by Jacob.
All right,
yeah.
Jacob. Let's talk about the, man, this mess with the Belchase Bridge. I don't even know where to begin. And like you, I know, I think you live in Belchase, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I live in Belchase. Grew up here. Family's been down here a long, long time.
So you know,
I work in Belchase.
So you know what it's like. You get on in the road and you think you're going to hop on Belchase Highway between the LNG plant and between the traffic and between the bridge disaster this weekend. It's not very pleasant. What's going on with the bridge?
So, it's very disappointing, the project in itself, right? So both of the land approaches on both the north approach and the south approach have settlement issues or subsidence issues. One side settled over 9 inches and the other side settled over 6 inches is what we've learned in committee up in Baton Rouge, which has caused a very significant delay in the project. It's just an overall disappointment, especially considering that per the contract that the contractor preliminary had with the state, is that the bridge was supposed to be finished no later than April 13th of this year. Mm-hmm. So, and of course, this is in conjunction with where we have literally the world's largest construction project going on down here in Plaquemines right now. Mm-hmm. It's a $21 billion plus project going on probably on a normal drive, right? Probably about 25 minutes south of Belchase. And, that project brings in 7,000 workers daily, two-thirds of which I'm told live on the West Jefferson. So they're using this bridge, which is turned into a construction site, which is now we're going, into extreme delays.
My kid had an idea. Somebody takes aerial photography, that they should take an aerial picture in the morning of the traffic arriving, because it probably would change the skyline and the light pollution, whatever you want to call it. I don't mean a negative way, but you understand what I'm saying? Just where you could see it from space, I would think, with all those cars. So let me ask you this. That's one side of the bridge. The side that's open now, what do they know about that in terms of subsidence, on-ramps, off-ramps, et cetera?
Well, it's both sides. So they're going to repair one side and then do the next side. So
what we're driving on now, they're going to tear up after they fix what they didn't do right the first time?
Correct. Hmm. So that's my understanding. So all that's going to be jackhammered out. I've gotten calls and complaints to my, office where, debris, you're driving right by it, right? It's hit some people's cars and what's not. It's one disappointment after another, to be honest with you.
So what kind of timeline are you looking at? Because I guess for whatever reason, I thought the side we were driving on now was okay, and it was just the other side. But then to think that now they're going to start doing everything they're doing on the other side, on the side that we're driving on now, what is the targeted completion for this? Do you have any idea? What is plenary telling you?
Yeah, so they're telling us that it'll be sometime in March. We didn't get a date specific or anything like that. They're just telling us March. I would hope that they want to get this completed as soon as possible because, as far as I understand it, they're basically losing money three ways right now.
Good. When it comes to the traffic with the LNG plant and all the people that are coming to the parish every day, the parish is getting something out of that, Jacob, besides a long-term investment in between now and then, or are we just a throughway?
Well, yeah, the parish has very high sales tax revenues right now. Mm-hmm. And this is year three of the construction. And, I don't mean to get you more disappointed, but I think there's another 2 years of construction left on the project. So the parish is getting substantial sales tax revenue, both the parish and the school board, which is good. And that's a good thing. And then there's a ton of jobs, especially if you have rental property right now, you can probably get whatever price you want. Mm-hmm. I think it's even pretty good to own rental property in West Jefferson as well. So there's definitely some benefits, but at the same time, as the traffic, it just puts Belchase as a community at a complete standstill basically from about 2:30, 3 o'clock to about 7 o'clock every day, because, you know, I mean, I'm sure, you know, I know I experienced it. I've got a law firm right there on 23, right across from the YMCA. I can't meet clients in the afternoon. You just can't, because you don't know when they'll show up or if they can show up. You know, it's very disappointing.
I'm by the high school, Jacob. I'm not that far away from you, so I feel your pain. Let's talk. Let me take a break. We come back. I want to talk about the overall deal with, I think y'all had a hearing on Friday, right?
Yes. Yeah. Well, Thursday.
And we'll talk about long-range terms with tolls and private-public partnership, and did Plaquemines get screwed on this deal or not, to put it in layman's terms. Jacob Breaux, an accomplished attorney, our guest representative from Bell Chase. Smart guy. Maybe he can get us out of this toll mess. 851, 9 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 856, 4 till 9, Tommy Tucker back with Jacob Breaux, state representative from Bell Chase, talking about the Bell Chase Bridge and the follow-ups in the construction. Jacob, when it comes to the tolls and the deal, the private-public partnership, is that what it is? And no matter who promises what, it's a contract signed between the state and that company, and there's no going back?
So, yeah, I mean, we're basically burdened with this contract. It was the first of its kind in the state of Louisiana, P3 referencing public-private partnership. And so, you know, in lack of a better term, we're kind of stuck with it. But at the same time, you know, myself and as well as Senator Connick, he's been very helpful too. You know, we're trying to do the best we can for our constituents and really for the state of Louisiana as well to try and make the best of what's become a very difficult and, you know, bad situation. So, you know, I guess one of the good news items from that contract is that there are $10,000 in liquidated damages that will be assessed against the contractor, dating back to April 13th of this year. Further good news in that is that I was able to get some successful legislation this last session where those monies will be basically have to go through the Plaquemines delegation, myself and Senator Connick, and then before DOTD could spend those monies on anything else, and those monies will be dedicated to either lowering the existing tolls or you know, an early buyback, or even money could be put towards an alternative facility, which would be that Peters Road Bridge, which we desperately need with all the industrial activity we have going on down here, as well as future proposed industrial activity. So, there's a lot to it. I could probably talk to you about it all day, especially the particulars in that contract. Mm-hmm. But we're trying to do with it the best we can. And that's what we're trying to move forward, and really. And we need that second bridge.
To be clear, Plaquemines was not a signatory to that contract. To that contract, were they?
No, it is a state contract with DOTD. And you know, that's been kind of another frustrating thing from being the state rep, right? You know, plenary sees DOTD as their client, and that's who they answer to more than anyone, right? So, but then at the same time, you know, obviously the legislature has oversight at DOTD. So it's a very interesting arrangement. You know, we were, again, the first in the state of Louisiana to have this. There is a second P3 in the state of Louisiana, the Calcasieu I-10 Bridge will be the second one. I believe construction on that, if it's not started, it's starting soon. You know, I'm new to the legislature up there. You know, I'm only 10 months in. But, you know, we will be, or I will definitely be very much overseeing these P3 contracts and how these things are dealt with in the future. And then hopefully, you know, to get some remedy for the people down here in Plaquemines with what we have.
Yeah, I think that's another thing, Jacob, is that, okay, if that's the new deal going forward, it's the new deal going forward for everybody in the state, not just us, right?
That's the intention. You know, the word in Baton Rouge is that the, you know, how they always talk about a Baton Rouge loop and whatnot, a second Baton Rouge bridge, that will likely be another P3 project. You know, these are the Calcasieu Bridge itself, that's a $2.1 billion project. So, you know, hopefully the state's learning and taking note from what's going on down here in Plaquemines, because as you know, we both know, living a day to day, it's not been a good experience.
No, it's not. Thank you, Jake. Appreciate your time. Jacob Breaux, state representative. Next time we'll talk about Mid-Bear Terrier sediment diversion. We come back, we're going to lighten up. We're talking Mr. Manners, keeping you polite throughout this holiday season. We'll spend an hour. Stay with us. Tommy Tucker, WWL.